Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us,
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports!
Nick's here, and there's a picture. Our Twitter feed featured a picture, our social media, of him right next to Lewis Black. Not in the same photo, but two different photos. We're talking to Lewis later on. Lewis retweeted that. Lewis has a lot of followers, and Nick's on there. And your kids weren't impressed, right?
No.
No? Say, no, I'm on Lewis Black's Twitter page. My photo, Lewis Black is one of the most famous comedians in the country, and not impressed.
No, she was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's not Ed Sheeran.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. That's a great point. Because I was
she knows like six people.
I was telling my kids, they're 15 and 13 now, and we got a big concert coming up in March, and it's Bret Michaels, Dawkins, and Lita Ford, and Firehouse, right?
Firehouse and Warrant.
Yeah. And Warrant. Okay, so whatever. It's all the rock bands that they don't know. But that's not the point. I said, listen, Dad's hosting this thing. You're of age. I want you to come see a rock concert because you both like crappy music. My son says he'll go. I said, what, you're on stage? I said, yeah, we do these things once in a while. It's Daddy's job.
Yeah.
They don't care. So he said yes. And my daughter goes, I don't want to go. I said, it's five rock bands. I don't like them. I said, no, you don't like them. That's not the point.
You will like
it. I said, you even know Brett. You were Brett. You met Brett at his house. I said, I know you're not impressed by him being a rock star, but he's a big, great, famous rock star. I don't want to go on the show. Jeez.
Harry Styles will be there.
Yeah. Right. That would be it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just pissed me off. Kids. That's funny. Kids.
How about a game of who's taller?
All right, let's do that.
Lighten the mood.
After all that deep dating talk we had there.
I still mentioned Reggie White would have been 56 years old today. Reggie
I forgot
White
how young been. He was when he died, right?
Yeah, yeah, died in 2004.
Jeez.
A couple guys still alive. Warren Sapp and Jake Plummer. Warren Sapp's 45 today. Jake Plummer, 43.
It's Todd's boy, Jake. And your boy, too.
Yeah, he was for a minute.
Bronco a little bit. Yeah. He actually quit early.
He did.
I thought he had a pretty good season. He just quit.
Yep. He went to be a pro handball player or something like
that's
that.
That's right. It was racquetball.
Is that what he decided
some
to do?
Some weird
racquetball.
He coaches now, though, right?
Having this discussion with my kid.
And he's a football coach somewhere, not in the NFL.
He and his brother went off somewhere to become, I guess, they're big racquetball players. And I think he coaches football.
At a high school, right?
Last I
in
heard.
In Idaho or something?
Right, in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Yeah. Who's taller, Warren Sapp or Plummer? Plummer.
I'd say Plummer, too.
I'd say Warren Sapp.
Jake Plummer, 6'2". Warren Sapp, 6'2".
Ah, you suck. You're a dick.
That's not a game.
Give me that present back.
That's not a game.
No, he's a dick.
It's fine. It's fine. It's really fine.
I was surprised.
We're talking about who's taller,
I was surprised.
Right?
To you.
We're talking about who's taller. Yeah, that's not a game, right?
That's true.
All right, Todd. Todd,
talking about practice, man.
You're one for
it's practice.
Two. He is an assistant football coach at Sandpoint High School in Idaho, but Petey was right. It was handball, not racquetball.
Okay.
Handball.
Last night.
Handball.
Played some handball last night.
Handball.
Think about professional handball.
Handball players even more impressive than being an NFL quarterback.
I think it is.
You'd have been so good at handball.
Yeah.
That's my job.
That's what I do.
Plus, I'd miss it a lot because there's no racket at the end of your hand. I think I would miss it a lot.
Yeah.
You would, because you have to realize. I think
it's for guys with big palms.
Your depth perception would be off.
Yeah. Like,
who plays handball? No, unless you're
guys
in Brooklyn.
That always forget their rackets.
Yeah. Exactly. Third world country.
Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, guys with no equipment anywhere.
Jake Plummer.
Handball is one of those games you see like in the streets of Brooklyn in the 50s where nobody had anything, you know?
Yeah. That or bocce ball.
Right. Because the stick broke.
Right.
To this day in 1990. Bo Jackson was selected to play in the NFL Pro Bowl. Now, he wouldn't because he had just hurt his hip against the Bengals in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
Which ended his career. Now, it's noteworthy because in July, just a few months before, he'd played in the Major League Baseball All-Star game as well.
He came back to play baseball with an artificial hip.
He did.
I'm familiar with people with artificial
hips.
That's
right.
And that is amazing.
It is.
Amazing.
Greatest athlete of all time.
And some big time. Yeah. So I have no argument against that.
Some exciting things on the NHL blog on that note over the break. I'm going to have my all-time greatest athletes this year on the NHL blog. We'll also
just this year's all-time?
My all-time greatest athletes of this year.
On your blog. Okay, yes. Check it out.
Also, the top moments for Danica Patrick and Tiger Woods of 2017.
Danica's single, Todd.
Yes, she is. And I have no interest.
You know why? Stenhouser wouldn't propose.
I know.
That's what I read.
They've been together for like 5 years.
Well, I understand a lot of guys date people for a long time and then don't ever propose. I was that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you now.
You end up breaking up because they want to be proposed to.
When are you going
to
make this yours?
I'm not.
And also our countdown, or the NHL blog's yearly countdown to the Major League Baseball draft begins with the New Year's. The latest mocks for round 50 through 48 will go live.
You're going live for that?
Yeah, we're going live.
Check it out. Yeah. Just go to Petey's NHL blog. It's right on the TNT Radio Empire site. There's a little click that says Petey's NHL blog.
And so much more than what I just mentioned.
Check it out.
Yeah. You've been scouting the Legion teams?
Dominican Republic. And probably not impressed with the NHL blog, former now ESPN president John Skipper resigned Monday from a position he had since 2012. Now, I bring this up because, PTI guys were clearly affected by it when they were talking about the news. Dan Lebatard, he was on air, teared up.
I was driving home, and Lebatard heard it live.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to continue his show. And I thought, listen, it's sad, but a buddy's got to.
He's not dead.
Thank you.
No, he's got substance abuse problems.
Yeah, and you're right. He's not dead.
We all know how it is when some leadership that was a strong ally all of a sudden is no longer around.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We had that.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah.
Because apparently this guy was very instrumental in, pardon the interruption, and Lebatard's show as well.
Yes.
He's responsible for those guys' careers.
Yes.
At least their extra money in their careers because they were all three writers, and then they all got to be TV and radio guys.
Yeah,
right?
Celebrities.
So we have him to thank and to blame all at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I like those shows. I actually do like those shows.
I like PTI. Lebatard's kind of off and on.
I like Lebatard's TV show because I think the dad's really funny, man.
Yeah, Poppy's funny.
And his radio show's
he's a pretty good interviewer.
Yeah.
Did they say what substance?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I looked into that.
I need HIPAA. It's not, we know it's not weed.
Unlike.
So it's opioids or blow.
Alcohol or pain.
He might be a drunk,
like
right? Yeah. You know. It's sports. He's probably a drunk.
Right.
His face did look very bloaty, though.
No, it didn't.
Pictures.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Some stories of the spirit of the season, if you will, that didn't have to do that file. Just some random things I noticed. It's tough to just bring them up individually, but I'll just roll through some of them I've noticed that kind of struck me as like, damn, he didn't have to do that. Cole Hamels, former pitcher, and his wife are giving away one of their houses, a $10 million home in Missouri. It's a 32,000 square foot, 100-acre place that they're going to give to a nonprofit camp to benefit children with special needs.
What's it infested with?
Nothing. It looks amazing.
That's amazing. Yeah,
it looks amazing.
Giving away a $10 million.
Giving away their $10 million house.
Well, with a new tax, that's a big write-off, too.
Sure.
I'm not saying that's not cool because it's very cool.
Yeah,
it's very cool.
Yeah. Probably a place they built and loved.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Guys you haven't heard of doing things that are great.
Also proves how much money Cole Hamill has.
Right.
That you can donate $10
million. $10 million house.
That's a lot of money.
They've just outgrown it.
This one.
I like Shaquille's wife. Remember that?
Their 32,000 square foot house.
Shaquille's wife. You wanted to punch Shaquille's wife.
We have outgrown our
32,000
square foot mansion.
She should have been shamed for that. I think we did.
A guy that plays for the Rams, a Pro Bowler named Andrew Whitworth. He's a lineman. His 36th birthday last week, he showed up with two and a half semi-trucks full of bikes and helmets for all the kids at this elementary school.
But did he kneel? Yeah,
he's, no, he's a lineman. He's
did
a lineman.
Did he kneel?
Probably not.
Probably not.
He's against the troops now. I don't care how much charity he gives away.
And apologize to the Juju Smith-Schuster, one of the breakout stars. One of the he is the youngest guy in the National Football League.
Yeah, he had that long run at the end there.
Yeah,
got him down to the 10-yard line. Play.
Gave him a chance.
Screwed, man.
Yeah, more on that in a second.
No, screw it.
And he clocked Vontaze Burfict.
Yes, he did.
And then he reenacted it for a touchdown celebration.
Did he reenact that? Oh, yeah, he did.
Did he?
Wasn't the classiest thing ever.
Well, because you know why? It wasn't. But Burfict is just, he's getting
he's
no sympathy.
Yeah.
He's getting no sympathy from anybody. Yeah. He's been late hitting guys his whole career.
Yes, indeed.
He's an ASU boy. Right. I know he's a head case.
Ain't nothing changed. Yeah.
Dirtiest player in the NFL.
Oh, he's an ankle twisting, eye gouging mofo.
He's horrible.
From way back.
Yeah, he's horrible, man.
The old butt dragger.
There's a T-shirt out there you can buy with Burfict looking over him, and it just says "Payback or Karma" or something like that. You know.
Ooh. Yeah. But apologize to the Juju Smith-Schusters. Took almost 200 kids to an early showing of Jumanji. Jumanji, I think.
Jumanji.
And then Zach Miller, guy who's from these parts and played at UNO when they had football.
Could I take all the kids there and not stay? That would I would do.
Right? And leave. Y'all have fun.
I'll sit in the lobby and have a beer.
They're going to be loud and annoying.
Yeah, just go sit in, your, sit in the limo.
Plus it's Jumanji. I don't want to see that.
He's like 19. He's fine with it.
That's true. He is 19.
Right. Sit on his bicycle.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Plus he is 19.
He's
19.
He's like 5 years older than most of those kids.
Yeah.
He's 19. Fair point.
He's asking them questions during the movie. Why did that guy do that?
Shut up, Juju.
Zach Miller, who actually played quarterback in college, was a very good college quarterback.
At University of Nebraska, Omaha. Right?
Correct. Turned into a very good tight end for the Chicago Bears and almost lost its leg earlier this year.
Yeah.
Is back with the team, though obviously not playing. Not sure if he'll ever play again, but he got his leg.
Yeah, I saw a video of him walking yesterday.
Yeah. By the time we come back, the NFL regular season will be over, and the playoffs will be set. Currently,
are the Chiefs set?
No,
they have to win two.
No,
can they win? Can they go 1-1?
Yeah, if the Chargers lose a game,
it's all about the Chargers. Okay. The Chiefs could be the 4 seed, or they could be out of the playoffs at this point.
Yeah.
Which they can't be the 5 or 6, apparently, by all the math of what's going on.
They have to win
they're
the
either the 4s or they're out.
Got it.
I don't even know if I want them to make the playoffs.
Really,
it's just going to be disappointing.
Yeah, maybe you can go up and beat the Patriots, man.
Yeah.
You beat them once.
Right, man. Do it again. Right now, the Cheaters, the Steelers, the Jacksonville Jaguars, which is weird to say.
They're good again.
The Titans and the Bills have the fairest chance to be in the playoffs right now, outside of the Cheaters, the Steelers, and the Jaguars who are in. But the Ravens still there, and the Clippers still in.
Get the Ravens out.
The Raiders and Dolphins still have mathematical opportunities to get in, at least. On the other side, the NFC is going to be fun to watch these playoffs because Eagles and Vikings at the top, but then you got Lair or the Rams, you got the Saints, the Scams. And really, the Rams, the Saints, the Scams, and the Falcons, who are all in right now, could be as high as 2 seeds, or they could also, again, mathematics, be out of the playoffs, which is pretty amazing in the NFL. And also, we'll find out if the Browns are winless when we come back.
They probably will be.
Might be.
They got the Bears this weekend.
The Steelers aren't
gonna, Bears and then Steelers.
Steelers aren't going to try to – they ain't going to lose because Jacksonville's right there.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
So I don't but know, who, the, owns, I don't know could, who owns a tiebreaker there.
They could completely beat the Bears this weekend. The Bears
they've been scoring points.
Yeah. Up and down.
And I skipped this page yesterday on accident at the end of the Cowboy-Raider game. Did you see how that – ended.
No,
I mean, outside of Todd's rule affecting the end of the game, Derek Carr was trying
to call that. When they change that, it's going to be called Todd's rule.
Fumble touchback.
Touchback. But also Gene Serratore, who's a longtime ref and really likes his mechanics when he's on TV. But there was a close fourth down measurement.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
piece of paper, right?
So he kind of looked at it and then he figured out what it was. But then he pulled out a little index card that he writes on to use it to figure out if it was a first down. Now, it was a first down. But there was like room where the paper slid in. So
you
everybody's
know why?
Like, what the hell, man?
If you looked at it, he measured it like he put that card in at an angle.
Yes, he did.
If you would have put it straight, I mean, how the hell can't you see that the nose of the ball is touching the end of the stick?
Why did he do
and
that?
Also, and also, I haven't seen it, but it's also such a random thing because I watch refs. We all watch when it's our team playing. We watch the ref. He just grabs the ball and just puts it down.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no exact science to it.
No,
he just puts it down.
It is very inexact.
It's solely inexact.
Very
true. If it's a something hair, it's just a random way the guy does it. It's just totally random.
I wish you said that.
I almost did, man.
Curly. He almost said curly.
I almost said curly. You can't say curly on the radio. Thank you.
And John Lynch, who's, you know, a Hall of Fame.
Oh, chicks hate that word.
Curly hair. I know.
Curly hair.
Yeah. Don't call him a curly. Don't ever do that.
John Lynch, a Hall of Fame player, and now it looks like to be at least a reasonable GM making a move for Garoppolo, tweeted out.
Good for the Patriots to give him.
He said, I typically trend old school, but isn't it time for a chip in the ball as opposed to the double folded index card?
Thank you. Of all the technology we have. Yeah. And they still can't get it right.
Yeah, I remember years ago when the NFL didn't have any pylon cams or goal line cams. Like, well,
no money.
The technology doesn't exist.
Too much money.
It was a $9 billion industry at that point.
This is why we and the audience need to band together and start throwing money at our fund so we can own the Carolina Panthers and have a say in such matters.
Then we'll get on the commission, the committee, the rules committee, and we can make it Todd's rule.
Todd's rule.
That's his whole motivation for this. He just wants to get on the rules committee and get rid of that fumble out of the end zone thing.
And the very first weekend it's back in there, it'll be a team against him.
Right, and
they'll get on the inch line. Yeah. And they score. Ah, I like the other rule.
No, I just want to own the pair of my Panthers for like 10 years and sell it and take, you know, we'll each get 10, 20 million.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So start throwing money into the fund right now.
Yeah, by the way, I did hear they said yesterday $2.5 billion is the expected.
We're a little short on that.
2.5 to 2.8.
Can you set us up a GoFundMe page for that?
Sure, sure.
Because I've had about $4,000 or $5,000 in Bitcoin commitments so far. So we're on the way.
Getting closer. We'd been a lot closer to what Jerry Richardson, the guy selling the team, paid for it in 1993 when this team. Remember, this was an expansion franchise, but he paid for the rights to start the team. He paid $206 million.
By the way, what did Jerry Richardson.
And now it's worth 2 point some billion. Huh?
Yeah, it's going to go for 2.5, 2.8.
What did he do? What was his misconduct?
Polaroid junks.
The workplace and misconduct.
Racially insensitive remarks and then hush money. Hush money, hush money.
An old white guy drops
money,
a racially.
Hush money,
hush
money,
and
hush
it sounds
money.
Like he was in general just a really creepy guy to the women.
How'd he get his cash?
He was an NFL player and then
that's not 200 million.
No, but then he used that to start a business. He used his NFL money to start a business and then did enough business to pay $206 million with some people.
Got it.
I'd read that they would have casual Fridays, and he would walk around, and all the girls would like just show him their asses.
On purpose.
Yeah. Nice. He'd be like, let's see what your jeans look like.
All right, all right.
All right, man.
Here he comes.
Apparently, he was in on the ground floor at Hardee's.
Oh, I love Hardee's.
Oh, the first Hardee's franchise.
Really?
Spartanburg. He opened him and another guy, and then some other food service company later on.
Okay. That's how you get that kind of cash. You start a fast food.
Start franchising.
Fast food, yeah.
He got out when Carl's Jr. came in.
Yeah.
I'm not putting up with that guy.
And remember, Diddy is out there saying he wants to own the Panthers. And so.
Oh, I guess he wants to get involved with this.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like, I mean, maybe we could throw in because currently.
Great ass!
Kaepernick. Steph Curry. A bunch of people are already like, yo, let me get in on that.
And Kaepernick puts money in it. And then quarterbacks.
No, and here's why.
Think about it. They can't. If he has money in the team, he might be a backup quarterback for the Carolina Panthers.
Well, here's why Diddy will not be an owner. Here's a quote from him. I would be the best NFL owner that you could imagine. I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation and put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback.
That means they're going to say no.
Let's think about this. Do they have in Carolina?
One of the best quarterbacks out there.
I don't think.
Also an African-American gentleman.
Yeah, I don't know Diddy. Now, maybe if he's mad at Scam's hats or something in post-game press conference.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep that statue of Richardson up outside that stadium?
Yeah, fair point.
Is he one of the few owners that has a statue of himself outside
Jerry Jones is probably out there.
Oh, yeah.
You can't make a statue of yourself.
Well, they may modify it so he's pantsless.
I mean, Rooney has one. Right. Yeah.
Just him in his boxers.
Or he's patting the Panther on the, on the good spot. Now, seeing the play that ended your Steeler game over and over and over.
I was having a good time today, Petey.
No, I know. I'm sorry.
It's over. It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter.
No,
the game's over.
You know? But I think it's worth pointing out for people who haven't seen it and they're wondering, like, what, you know, they said because he went to the ground that the catch process was not complete. But, like, I noticed in watching the play over and over again, I mean, these guys are hip to what the rules are and what they're trying to call and the things that they need to look to do before they try and stretch it over. He caught that ball and he pulled it back into his body.
He has the ball the whole time.
And then he reached out.
Right.
I mean, he like made a separate move. It wasn't like he caught it and was kind of falling.
That's
no,
why
he
the person
it, the touched
person,
it.
The person that we all know says that we got screwed.
Yeah.
And actually, I got two or three Patriot fans I don't even know, and then a couple guys I know that said, "You guys got screwed." It doesn't matter. The game's over. But it's going to happen to you.
I mean, right.
So when, it, when you
until they cleared us up,
and some asshat Patriot fans are on social media, I said, "You guys don't understand. You can bitch all you want and say, oh, blah, what a catch. It's going to happen to you unless they change this damn rule."
Well, probably not you.
Oh, no, it doesn't happen to the Patriots because they get the calls. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They get all the calls.
It may happen to your team unless we're talking to some NFL receivers.
No, I'm talking to your team. Exactly. Okay. Right. Yeah.
And John Harbaugh, who coaches the Ravens, you would, you know, this was funny to me. Like, their team plane was pulling up. They'd been watching the feed for the game, you know, as they're pulling up. They get up to the tarmac. They see the catch. Boom, they shut it off. They get off the plane. And at that point, John Harbaugh thought Pittsburgh had won the game.
Well, they're not going to catch Pittsburgh anyway. They would just, they still, they're, but they still, they
obviously he's taking note.
Yeah,
though,
yeah,
they're doing. So he got off the plane and it looked so much like a catch to him. He thought they had won. And so until later on when he was in his car, he found out.
There's a great video going around about this, Steeler fan throwing guacamole all over his living room. Have you seen that yet? There's a side view of somebody.
That'll get him dates.
Somebody's watching. He's a, just an old white dude, and there's video of him sitting there, and he and he jumps up, and then he realizes, and then they overrule it, and then he whips like guacamole. He just whips dip against the wall.
The old guac flinger.
He's just freaking out, man.
Like a guacamole flinging monkey.
I love those. I love when they show NFL guys. I mean, fans just freak out. And throw stuff.
Yeah, I was just glad the Falcons were able to make it to Tampa Bay last night with all the trouble at the airport.
How did they pull that off?
They have a tarmac free plane.
Let me tell you how special that whole situation at Atlanta was. On Sunday, they opened up a Chick-fil-A.
What?
Are you kidding me?
So they could feed people because there were so many people stranded.
But that's against Jesus.
At the airport.
Yeah.
Well, apparently... feeding the masses is what Jesus
suck it,
would
Jesus.
Like to do.
We're opening this, as they said.
Yeah. That day was not worth more than the dollar.
No,
hold it. It's
Did they
against...
charge anyone though?
I don't know.
It's against
your
religion.
You'd have to charge Sunday prices.
I know the owner came in with just a loaf of bread and made like 1,000 spicy chicken sandwiches.
There you go. A loaf of bread.
That's a good one.
And a loaf of bread and two chickens.
Yep. And he turned water into Diet Coke.
But didn't serve the. But didn't serve any gays. Remember?
No. Oh no.
Didn't serve any gays.
No, the gays are welcome to buy it.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
They opened that up.
They opened Chick-fil-A.
I don't
at
listen. I
International on Sunday.
I met a guy that owns a franchise at Chick-fil-A. Nice dude. Listens to the show, and he's not a big religious freak or anything. He just says, "I said, how much money do you lose being closed on Sundays?" He goes, "You don't want to know." But he says, "But the place does well." We all know that Chick-fil-A's are packed all across, you know, the whole country.
Now, does he like having Sunday off, or would he just as soon make some money?
He owns it. So what do you think?
I'm thinking he'd probably make some, rather make.
I don't
some
know.
Money.
Don't know the guy well. He just walked up to me one side and started talking to me. And says what he does. Big fan of the show.
Yeah, the owner would be showing up early Sunday morning to unlock the door and let everybody in.
It'd be somebody else, Todd. You could still have Sunday off if you own a place.
Yeah, sure.
That's true. And also, by the time we'll be back, the college football final, the championship game will be set. Who you got?
Who was in it?
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Funny? Georgia and Oklahoma play. That's the first game
who
on
do
New
I got
Year's
or who Day, I want to win?
4 p.m. And then the late game is Alabama, favored over Clemson right now. By 3. And for anyone who thought Ohio State should be in, Ohio State would not be, probably be a 3-point favorite against Clemson.
Nah, screw
right
Ohio
now.
State. Yeah, Penn State got screwed the year before, and Ohio State shouldn't be.
Who's chalk again? Clemson and who else?
It'd be Clemson and Oklahoma would be chalk. Okay. Vegas favorite for matchup is Georgia-Bama.
I want Oklahoma. Either I want Oklahoma or Georgia to win it because I don't want somebody to win back-to-back, and I don't want Alabama
you
to win.
You don't want Alabama?
No, yeah, no not after the Roy Moore situation.
Yep.
That and I hate Alabama.
That, right?
Yeah. But I don't have any love for Georgia or Oklahoma either. But, you know, who cares? Actually, I'd probably see I don't hate anybody on Georgia.
Right.
And I don't want to see
Baker Mayfield.
I don't want to see him win the national championship. In
Maybe
fact,
they could just cancel it.
Yeah. Actually, I don't really care who wins it of all four of those teams.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for good games.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy, you know, vegging out on the couch on New Year's Day watching good football games.
Couch fit.
Well, last year they were bad games. The semifinals were both blowouts.
Oh, they were blowouts, right. Yeah.
About that.
I want competitive games.
So, and then everybody I don't see anymore, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy
Miss
New
you.
Year.
Right.
That's right. Once you get into a new year, right? Yeah. All right. Have a good holiday, Petey. All right?
Yeah. You guys, too. You travel safe.
Yeah. Nick Allen with us. Also, Nick's buddy, Lewis Black. He's going to phone the program later on. Also, come back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.